reading from the book of Acts. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, and the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. Back in 2003, three of my sisters of the Grand Rapids community stood outside a federal courthouse with their heads bowed as the community of believers and supporters prayed over them before their sentencing. They'd been found guilty of damaging federal property when they crossed the line of the N-8 nuclear missile site in Colorado. It was not the first of such actions for any one of them, nor was it to be their last. But it was a significant time because it was when the United States was threatening to invade Iraq. Why? Because they purportedly possessed weapons of mass destruction. My sister's intent was to make known the fact that the United States also possesses weapons of mass destruction. Their defense was simple. As they said, "Jesus gave his life for us. His blood was poured out that we might live. We would rather give up our lives than have innocent blood shed in our names." One of them, before her sentencing, stated, "I do not fear prison. I do not fear the loss of freedom to move about. I do not even fear death. The fear that fills me is not having lived hard enough, deep enough, sweet enough with whatever gifts it is that God has given me. I am not called to such action, but I admire my sisters for their witness. They stand on the shoulders of other disciples who have also risked their lives out of what their faith and belief, morals and values call them to. Today's reading provides one of the first examples of such Christian witness. Having been thrown in jail for proclaiming Jesus the Christ, the disciples are set free by an angel of the Lord who tells them, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." They did so, and it landed them right back in jail. Since then, throughout the generations, other disciples have taken their places in the temple area and announced the life of Jesus Christ. Their names are found in the litany of saints, in the Eucharistic canons, and in the hearts and minds of believers everywhere. We know them, some by name. The apostles Peter, Paul, and Mary Magdalene. The ministers to those who are poor, Mother Teresa, Peter Morin, Dorothy Day, Rosa de Lima, Martin de Porres. The preachers, Dominic and Catherine, Albert and Thomas. The nonviolent resistors, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, and Nelson Mandela. And the martyrs, Oscar Romero, the 4 churchwomen of El Salvador, and its 6 Jesuit priests, Pierre Claveret and Sister Dorothy Stang. Go and take your place in the temple area. Sometimes the temple area is in the sanctuary of a synagogue, a mosque, or a church. Oftentimes, the temple area is a prison cell, a homeless shelter, or a refugee camp. The temple area can be found around a dining room table, in a classroom, or on a ball field. It is also in a counseling office, at a novitiate house, or in a graduate school of theology. The temple area is wherever the people of God gather and expect to hear a word of life being proclaimed. Temple area is where we are called to live hard enough, deep enough, sweet enough, and passionately enough with the gifts that God has given us. Most of us will not be called upon to witness with our lives through martyrdom or imprisonment. But all of us, because of our baptism, are called upon to witness to the life of Jesus in our midst with the gifts that the Spirit has given us. So let us go. Take our places in the temple areas of our lives and announce to everyone the good news of the risen Christ.